20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I am Steve Perhatch. Joining me as always is Trevor Josart and Josh Zirkel. What's going on, boys?
Very little, sir.
What's going on? You're going to get my last name right one of these times.
I know you did ask before. I underlined the Joss and I still screwed it up.
We'll get there.
All right. But you can catch these guys. Trevor's at Trev_knows and Josh is at Josh Zirkel, Zerkle. And if you want to catch me, it's at Perhatch ESPN. And I'm going to have a feeling today, guys, that our mentions might go through the roof a little bit because I want to have a little fun. And I want to talk about the Green Bay Packers in their uniforms.
Uniforms. This is a fashion show.
It's all about the looks. You look good, you feel good, you play good.
Tremendous.
So my prevailing thought is that the Packers uniforms, you know, home and away, traditional, they're good. They're very good. Everybody recognizes them.
Yes.
They could use a little tweak for my love. They could use a little tweak, maybe a little new color, like a black to make it pop a little bit more, have a little bit more fun with, you know, alternating pants and doing all this kind of stuff that everybody else does. Overall, what are your thoughts? Like, do you think that we should leave it alone? Do you think they should actually mess around with some stuff?
Well, I want Trevor to go first on this because his favorite team has the helmets that they couldn't make up their mind of what color they were going to paint them. They were like, oh, let's go black. And then they got halfway spray painting the black. Mm-hmm. And they're like, maybe we'll just leave it like this.
I'm probably on the unpopular opinion of most fans, but I do like a little bit of wackiness, I guess. So I do like the Jaguars uniforms, and that's who he's referring to. In case you missed our last show, I am a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. If you want to know why, you'll probably have to go back and listen. But for me, I'm a big college football fan to begin with. And in college, we all know that they have tons of different color schemes. I mean, you look at Oregon, they got a new uniform scheme every single time they play the game. Yep. Is that too much? Yes. But I like when they go out there and they bring out something new. You have teams such as Josh's Ohio State Buckeyes who like to, you know, have a blackout or something different when they have a big game coming up against Penn State. And Josh doesn't like it, but I think it's something that it gives them a little bit of motivation. It gives them a reason to believe that this is a big game. I know you guys might come back and say, well, isn't that what they're supposed to do anyway? But if we're just talking about the Packers and what they have now, I like what they have because it's unique. It's not like anybody else in the league. They're the only team that does have green, I believe. But to keep it short before we go into Josh's opinions, I do think there could be a little bit of tweak. I do think alternates, the point of alternates is to do something different. And I think that, and we'll get into this later, but I do think there needs to be some sort of change on that front.
Yeah, I agree. And that, you know, we don't need to see the same Golden State football uniform, basically, which is what that is. You mentioned Ohio State, and I really get irritated because I watched Ohio State every week last year. I didn't always get a chance to do that, but I like watching them. And I like recognizing who my team is with the scarlet and gray and the silver helmets, and you know who that is. And then they came out against Penn State in like black helmets, black jerseys, black pants, and I was like, when the hell did Oregon State get over here? And I know Oregon State is orange, but they're so little red you couldn't even tell. Now, the Packers.
You don't think that's nothing like Penn State was probably the biggest game on their schedule last year. And they want to show that this team, this game is different than the rest of them, that they need to come out and
get excited for it. I'm sure it's great for recruiting. I'm sure the players love it. As a aspiring stodgy old man, I'm not a fan. I like going out and being able to recognize my team. You know, you saw Michigan, they had like the horizontal stripes going down the sleeves and the numbers on the uniform. And Dave Brandon screwed that whole thing up. They fired him, which was a correct move anyway. And now they're basically back to what they usually do with the traditional navy, the maize and blue at home, the blue jerseys at home. And they tweaked the away jersey a little bit. The white jersey is a little bit different every year. And I would like to see Green Bay do something like that too. If you want to keep the home look, I think that's fine. But you could let it, let your freak fly a little bit, when you're putting together. And I'm sure Nike has gone to them, Steve, every single year and be like, we got to do something with these away jerseys. And they're just like, No, we're good. We like it.
I 100% agree with you. I absolutely believe that they have come to them to like check out what we can do for you. And Mark Murphy or whoever's making that choice just goes, no, I think we're good. I think we're going to keep it exactly the same and never change it ever. And that actually leads me to another point of we call them the green and gold. That is, everybody knows, Green Bay Packers, green and gold. They have yellow pants.
They're yellow. They're
it is literally yellow. Green and yellow. So that for
yellow pants. I mean, basically.
So you'd want them to go like a darker shade of yellow is if you had if you were in charge of
this. I would like them to go gold. Like they're supposed to be gold. Pick one.
Like Jacksonville gold.
I would say more. I think more Notre Dame gold.
Notre Dame.
Oh,
Notre
Dame. Like, you like the way that they the Christmas ornament helmets that they have now that they redid like the last couple years. Like those are
I have a feeling that Nike could make them look good. I really do. I mean, look, I completely honest. I know this. It's never going to change because it's the Green Bay Packers, and there are so many old people that in the world that will just throw a hissy fit and complain that you can't change my Packers helmet. I have had that for years, and I designed it. Yeah, sure. It's never going to happen. But I just think it would be so much fun. That's kind of
you bring up a point about how it's the older demographic that would throw a fit, and we kind of talked pre-show about how you brought this up before with other people, and you've had your Twitter mentions full of hate.
Oh my God!
What are you thinking and stuff? And one of my observations, I guess, not really a question, but it definitely has to do with the older demographic. Maybe the reason college does it is because they got the college appeal and the younger fans and stuff. And I was watching. I think I saw something.
They've got all that money sitting around. They got to spend it on something. They're not giving it.
That's very true.
Labor force.
I was watching, or I saw something on Twitter today about the Los Angeles Dodgers were doing batting practice, and the announcer, I don't know if you saw this video, but the announcers, older gentlemen, were ripping on them in batting practice for how they were dressed. They were dressed in these cutoff shirts and these sweatpants and stuff, and this very casual look, non-traditional, and these announcers were sort of like a get off my lawn type, well, what are they doing? They're not coming out here serious, you know, they're not doing that. And I feel like if you bring more color schemes into the NFL, you're definitely going to get that fan base that says, well, this is more for an entertainment rather than the football itself. And all they care about is what they look like rather than what they're playing. Do you guys agree with that at all?
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing, just go look at the NBA. The NBA knows what they're doing when they market their uniforms, their jerseys. Every single year, they have to create a brand new city jersey that represents what the city is to them. And I mean, in Milwaukee, that the cream jersey that they had this year, people were going insane to try to find them. It's a marketing thing. Like, you should be able to go out. You want people to go out and buy these things. And it works every year. So it just kind of blows my mind. And that kind of leads me into the biggest point. I know they're not going to change the home. They're not going to change the aways, but the alternates are just atrocious. Like, I get it. The Green Bay Packers are one of the oldest teams in the NFL. That's great. They still have cooler uniforms. Like, their 1960s home greens, those were actually kind of cool looking.
Oh, yeah.
But they went out and they picked the putrid blue and yellows, and they're just recycling them over and over. I just don't – maybe you guys can help me understand.
It would work if it was a basketball jersey. I stand by that. It would work if it's a basketball jersey. You know, and talking about Major League Baseball and they're hitting in cutoffs and everything else, and it's like, why don't they just go out there and, you know, take an aluminum bat and hit it in flip-flops and have a visor upside down and do all that. And look, basketball is not – pardon the expression, I'll catch hell for saying this. Basketball is not a slave to the traditions of their history the way that baseball is and the way that football is. And I don't think those are bad things necessarily, you know, but we expect baseball players to behave a certain way. The younger set loves it. They don't care and they think everybody's all stodgy. Trevor, you're probably in that group. I'm probably in the other group. But with football, you could have some rounded off numbers. You think about like the other traditional teams. The Giants have terrible uniforms. It's just blue and white, and there's absolutely nothing to it. The Steelers went a few years ago to having the numerals on their jerseys match the rounded numbers on their helmets, and I think those look sharp. I think those look pretty good.
Don't forget their bumblebees.
Yeah, the bumblebees are – but they're, like, freakish. I actually like those just to see them like once or twice a year and then they're gone. I think that's great. I'm fine with it.
Luke Gardner, he tweeted at us. He says he doesn't like the throwback blue ones either, but he does like the all white color rush. Steve, do you like those?
See, this was just laziness on their part. They just took their damn away jerseys and like, oh, okay, we'll put white pants to it.
How many times did they do that? If there were 32 teams, they did that for like 14 or 15 teams. Like
I know.
Every away team is just like, wear some white pants. That's fine. And we have no ideas left.
And it's so just bad for the NFL. You have to – like they just don't think these things through because, first of all, they had the red and the green jerseys, which everybody was making fun of for Christmas colors. And then to find out that it's not thought through because – people who are colorblind have very difficult times deciphering the red and the green. Right. So they're looking at everybody in gray. It's just one of these things that it's not thinking everything through. And I think a small adjustments to the color rush would make them amazing. If you could adjust your helmets per se and make them like a white helmet with a gray G on it, that would look really cool. And that would make the whole symmetry of white, 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 as opposed to, hey, this is our color rush that has white pants, white shirt, and a yellow helmet.
And that clean look doesn't really work. You're talking about the cream Milwaukee Bucks jerseys. I remember this was several years ago when they had the NHL All-Star game. And the home jersey, because the homes were white back then, it wasn't white. It was like sort of like the dingy white, like if you'd had that thing sitting in your hockey bag for like 5 or 6 years. That's what Green Bay needs to do. You know, if you want to jazz it up a little bit, like nod to tradition, but like change it up. Get some rounded numbers on that. Get some cream in that uniform, you know, and then you could be the green and cream and gold. Now, Steve, I know that will make you terrible, but at least it'd be something different. You know, we're mixing it up here a little bit.
I would take anything at this point. It's just, it's so annoying. There could be so many cool things they could do, and they could market it, and they could sell the hell out of it. And that's the thing. I just don't understand why you just keep on resting on your laurels and just like, this is the way it was, so we're just going to keep doing that. Don't care.
Have the Packers ever done a yellow jersey? I don't think they have. And would you guys, Josh, would you like that? Probably not. I mean, that's their only other color they have.
You could wear it. I mean, if it was an away jersey, I think it'd be fine. I mean, I would like to see it. If you got a concept there, you could see like the yellow, that's a lot of yellow. Oh my God.
It is yellow. But I mean,
that's like Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon yellow. That's just too much.
Embrace the fact that you're the cheese state. Cheese, literally. Like, you could make a Swiss cheese helmet. I don't care. Do something.
Oh, that'd be fun.
How awesome would that be? I mean, it'd be funny, but it'd be something cool.
At least once a year for some sort of game. I don't know.
Franchise that should do it too, because they don't have the stodgy billionaire sitting in a skybox saying, no, 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 everything's great. We like it how it is. Like, you don't have that guy. This is the franchise that should be doing that. But you need somebody to pull the trigger on it, I guess. And that guy is obviously not in the franchise either.
Absolutely not. No, it's just something that it bugs me because another cool team, like jersey wise, is the Atlanta Falcons. I love their colors. I think the black and the red are always crisp. I like they adjusted their Falcon recently and made it kind of a little cooler. And yeah. To me, that they just pop, and if they can get like the red jerseys and the black helmets and it all just looks really good together, and I just feel like the alternates for the Packers are just so old and boring.
Do you think there's a good group of people that like them?
Yes, I
have not met one person, and maybe I don't know. Maybe it is an older demographic thing. But I have not met one person that likes those. And every time they come on, it's like, oh, why are they wearing those? Come on, let's try something else. So it is I know we're sitting here talking about jersey colors and helmets and stuff, but it is a topic that is talked about all the time. And it's something that, comes up at least once in conversation when, every time the Steelers, like Josh mentioned, they wear those Bumblebee things. I'm always making a comment about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and I'm sure people go out and buy those, though, even if they don't like them. People are collectors. And if there's a new jersey out on the market, they just want to have it just to have it.
I'll say one more thing about the Packers jerseys, just the whole home away, whatever. Like if you're a fan, if you've been away from the game, if you get a jersey at like a yard sale, like – you could walk in and still be wearing that team's jersey. It's not like it is in Cincinnati, for example. I remember the Detroit Pistons when they changed their entire color scheme and basically went from red, white, and blue to like that teal and orange and black or whatever the hell it was. And it was a nightmare. And then they went and changed it back. But like your team is not changing their cosmetic look. Like you could walk in with a jersey, you're going to fit right in. And I think there's something to be said for that, especially in pro football where they seem to be grabbing every single last dollar that's laying around.
Yeah, and that's – I think for me that's the thing that doesn't make sense. The NFL should realize there's money to be made here because it's not just the jerseys, because they sell all the – like the hoodies. They sell T-shirts. They sell hats that all say Acme Packers with the, that are in blue and yellow as opposed to the traditional green and gold. So, I mean, there's so much money to be made. I don't understand the concept of 5 years you have to wear the same alternate.
I don't think never. I mean, it could happen, but I don't think the Packers will be one of the last teams to change it up. I think there's been a lot of teams that have added something or tweaked their logos. I mean, I just remember the Giants when they changed from the Giants helmet to the NY. Just something subtle like that, but it looked so much newer. It kind of represented a new era, and maybe that's why people are so against it, is when you change up things, you're kind of like – forgetting the past, maybe. I don't know. I don't see it like that. I just see it as something to complement what they already have, but I can see why people get upset.
Yeah, it's the identity of your team. And that the part of the Green Bay Packers is that they are a very, very, very old football team. And also very, very not whatever the opposite of glitzy and progressive, and
it is a blue collar state of Wisconsin. Like the Packers represent the state of Wisconsin. We are it's a football state. That's what it is. Mm. And it's like changing the Packers is like taking out an organ for people. It will just pain them to no end if something changes that they don't like. So before go ahead.
Sorry. I was gonna say before we wrap up here, I just want to go around here, and I'll start. Just give me one thing. You're in charge of the Packers uniform. Just one thing that you would do differently. You can only pick one, and if you want to choose nothing at all, that's fine too. I just want to hear that real quick, and then we'll let our audience chime in at us, tweet at us, tell us how wrong we are, how right we are, whatever you want to say. But for me, and I don't know how many NFL teams do this, if at all, and I don't think at all, but I want to see different helmet schemes. I think it doesn't have to be different logos, like I mentioned before. I just want to see a different color, or maybe just a tweak with that.
I want to see rounded numerals. One of the other things I don't like that I didn't mention is like when they stitch them on, like you remember John Kuhn who wore number 30 and he had the 3 and then the other number was like a D that got stretched over like into his armpit. Work on some rounded numbers that are actually, you know, lycra based that will stretch with the jersey. Maybe we can work on that. And some cream roadies. I'm all for that. Yeah, you know, make it look dirty.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Steve? Mm-hmm.
Just copy the Bucks. Yeah, I like it. A cream jersey. Honestly, no, I think if the helmet would be cool. I think you should be able to have multiple helmets. I know that's an NFL rule where you just have the one helmet and that's it. But I think that would be another. That's just another cool thing. I'm literally looking at an autographed helmet I have that is called the Packers Ice Helmet, and it is white and gray. Like the symbols are gray and it's got gray stripes and it looks so cool and it would look awesome with their color rush jerseys. So for me, I would say being able to make it a real color rush would be pretty cool. All right. So I think that kind of wraps it up for us. You guys, thank you for listening. Make sure that you hit us up on Twitter, because I know there's going to be plenty of hot takes for this one and telling us we're wrong, and a little time to tell us what you guys want to talk about at all. Prep yourself or anything you got going on.
This is all I have going on right now. I was doing a radio show, which I called Kickoff Express, and that's going to be expanded to a video format. How many videos that we're going to be pounding out a week, undetermined at this point, but we'll probably start rolling those out here when we get into the preseason, probably when training camp ends. So Kickoff Express, at Kickoff Express on Twitter. Look for that, please.
Nothing really brewing for me right now. I just want to hear from our Packer fans. It's been a nice transition for me talking about Packers. I'm usually talking about college football or the Jaguars, believe it or not. But it's been fun so far talking about the Packers. So just tweet at me, Trev underscore knows, KNOWS, and convince me why I should join this bandwagon for this season.
Hey, we're a lot of fun. We drink beer. We eat cheese. I mean, what else do you need? That's it. That's it.
A large toilet is what you need. All that stuff.
Yeah, we call that Chicago. No. And you guys can catch me on Sunday mornings 9 to 10 on ESPN Milwaukee at 5:40 a.m. or ESPNWisconsin.com. The Fantasy Football Show, doing all sorts of fantasy breakdown, and we also talk football all day long. So so check us out, and then make sure to go to at Packaday Podcast on Twitter. Follow us there, subscribe, iTunes. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure we're on every possible way.
It's everywhere.
So go ahead, download your favorite way to get podcasts, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Shotgun formation of 3rd and 15 to the 46-yard line of Dallas. They empty the shotgun. Cobb in motion to the left side. Rodgers looks it over, gets the snap. Backpedals now under some pressure. Steps up, throws it over the middle. Good, Adams! 30, turns upfield, 25, cutting right to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Devontae Adams to the south end zone for the touchdown. Rodgers looks it over, starts to his left. Now he moves, starts to the right side. Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up, rainbows it high and deep into the end zone. It's high pointed and caught. It is caught for a touchdown. Yes! A miracle pass. Yes! 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 In the end zone.
Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. One kick away from the NFC Championship game. From the 41. Left hash mark. 51 yard. Field goal attempt. Snap. Placement. Kick. To the uprights. And it is right down the middle. It is good. And the Packers are going to the NFC Championship game.
And what a happy bunch of Green Bay Packers.